Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. Welcome to this week's journal. I hope everyone has had a good last week, and I hope you're looking forward to this week ahead. We're heading into the third week of August, and really what I'm looking for this week is to find a little bit more balance, because last week was definitely a struggle, and I'll share a little bit of that with you. Today's exercise in my journal is about clarity and what that looks like to you. And so I'll also get into that, because last week I posted 3 homework questions that I did do about clarity in some aspects of my life. And so I am going to answer those questions. So get yourself comfy and relaxed, grab your beverage, and let's get this Law of Attraction box clarity started today. So first off, I want to start out with some struggles. Not every day, and like I've said in the past and like I've discussed previously, is I do suffer from depression. I know what it is. I know what it's about. But there were a lot of things that I think maybe brought that on this week, as someone special mentioned to me, that a lot of it comes from the stress and anxiety of taking care of my cat, who I'm happy to report that her doctor called back with her results yesterday and said everything was looking good and the thyroid situation is under control. But now we're on changing the diet where she's eating people food. So not only am I cooking for me and my daughter, I am also cooking for my cat, which is crazy as that sounds. It's probably better me cooking her fresh chicken and rice and pumpkin versus trying to get it from a bag of food. But she's doing a lot better and things are under control. But it's just stressful because not only am I taking her to the vet a lot, she's getting blood work, she's stressed. And so a lot of that's coming out on me because it's more money that I'm spending that I was trying to save in these vet bills and things to get her where she needs to be. But I, you know, that's just what you do for a loved one. And I also want to bring up, because what's true in animals sometimes is true in people. Animals, especially cats, are really good at masking what's really going on. They're really hurting, but they can't tell you that they're hurting, and they're very good at disguising it. People are no exception. I've become the master at hiding how I really feel. And on my face, everything is not perfectly fine, but everything is okay. But deep down, I'm struggling with several decisions that I'm trying to make, and then that stress and anxiety spilling over into other areas of my life, which I've dealt with before, and I don't know. Everything about it is just hard. That's all I can really say about that, is that it's hard, and you deal, and you go through it, and you talk to people, you get it out, you journal, you have therapy, you do the gamut of things, and then you know, I read my Bible a lot, and somewhere along the line, it's just that cloud starts to lift and it gets better. But right now, I feel like I'm going through it with several different things. For my Sunday posts, for as long as I can remember, I've always tried to do my own photography and take my own pictures. And I know that something deep down is wrong, because usually my camera is my buddy. My camera is always near me. It's always there. It's easy to find. Today, y'all, I could not find my camera. I felt off kilter. I'm tearing my space up looking for it. And when I finally remembered where it was, I couldn't find the battery. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm doing all of this stuff that I think is going to be good for me in redoing my room and making things more cohesive, but I haven't set my space up to win. And when I say that, I haven't set my space up to win so when I want to do something, I can grab it and it's there. It's easily labeled. I can find stuff. My memory's not the best at remembering where I put things and where stuff is. But right now, nothing is set up to win. And I definitely need to make some lifestyle changes. And it's not like I have a lot of clutter because we are in a small space. I'm constantly getting rid of stuff. But I need to, not just my space, but I need to set up my life to win. And that's what a lot of this journal is about. If I send out what I want in my life that's positive and how I want to win, I'm going to attract that to myself. And that is what I am trying to gain from this, as I've said before. And I guess even though the second thing I have chatting about is dealing with depression, I've kind of already talked about that. But I want to say to anyone that's dealing with depression right now, please find an outlet. Find someone who you can talk to. Find someone or something good now, not anything negative, to help you release what you're holding. Maybe you have a friend or a family member or an online peer group that can help you work through it. When I was diagnosed, I had a lot of things going on in my life. Like, my dad was sick and I wasn't happy with where I was living, and, you know, I had money issues, and my daughter was going away to college. So it was just so many things happening all at one time. And even the strongest of us tend to crack under pressure when you have so many things swirling around in your life. So if that's where you are right now, brother, sister, talk to somebody. Hell, if you want to drop me a message, do so. I've got, under my about page, my contact. Drop me a message and let's talk. I'm no expert. I'm definitely not an expert, but it's something that I deal with. So, you know, I figure two heads are better than one. Let's put it that way. Let's help one another get through some of these things. So now I'm going to move on to last week's questions that I asked were in this Law of Attraction box. They have some worksheets about clarity and what does clarity look like to you? And for me, I don't know. Clarity, it looks different for everyone. What we think, what we expect, or what we know, but I'm older and I know better. So I'm just going to talk about really quickly three questions of what I think clarity looks like in these areas. And the first is, what does health look like? So to me, clarity and health is not always worrying and focusing about numbers. Diabetics, when they're first diagnosed, they want you to test. You're always looking at a number. You're worried about your number, your A1C, your glucose, your cholesterol, your high blood pressure. You're looking at numbers, and it's something that causes doubt and fear and anxiety, which also affect your numbers. So again, the system is not designed for you to win. It's designed for you to take a pill and then be slave to that pill because they assume that people are lazy and don't want to do the work. So doctors are quick to throw you a pill. But clarity and health, again, for me, is not worrying or focusing on the numbers. Yes, it is being cognizant of my diet and what I eat and having more control over my body, how my body reacts to different stimuli and food and diet, and also how my environment affects this. It's everything kind of rolled into one. And also, even though when you're diabetic, they tell you exercise, exercise, exercise. And yes, that is true. You have to. You got to walk. You got to treadmill. You got to cardio, because it makes your body break down the carbs when you lift or when you exercise, when you stay active. And even though you're exercising and you're on a semi-diet, clarity in health is not being a certain size. It's not being skinny. It's being healthy. You know, it doesn't matter what size you are. If you feel good in your skin and you are healthy, then you are blessed. You are blessed to be here and open your eyes every day and be healthy. So to me, it's not worrying about being small or a certain size because of my height or my age. It's knowing my body and having my body work naturally because it's healthy, so it can do what it does without relying on all of this medication. And that is numero uno. Also, the second question is, what would I do every day if money was not a problem? Come on, what will we all do? It ain't all about shopping till you drop, although that's great too. Ain't nothing wrong with spending your coin. But for me, it's living life and not just existing in it. I think right now I'm just, and I've said this before, I feel like I'm just existing. I get up, I get ready, I go to work, I deal with them fools. I come home, I sit for an hour and get ready, a wash, rinse, repeat. You do this day in and day out. You get 2 weeks of vacation a year, about 10 holidays, two extra if you're lucky, and it's just like you're doing this automatically. You're just on this endless cycle. You're like a drone. You're just existing. You're not really living. You're not slowing down to stop. You're not getting off your computer. You're not putting down the phone. You're not being out in nature. You're not being able to see some parts of the world. So absolutely, if money was not a problem, I would be living. Because right now I kind of feel a little bit like I'm existing. But I do get to live through this blog, so baby steps. And lastly, what does success look like? And I don't know, to me, I guess when most people think about successful people, they look at celebrities and people on TV and personalities, and they think that's success. But to me, money's good. We just discussed that previously. Money's great. But success is not always about money. It's about living a life that's rich in family and love and well-being, being peaceful, having peace of mind, being in your right mind. That's what success is looking like to me. It's about having balance and understanding, about what life means to you. No one knows what life is. No one can tell you the meaning of life. You could only live life. If there was a manual, hell, we all be looking at it. And we would still probably get it wrong, because that's not how you live life. And that's definitely not how I quantify success. I quantify success as being rich in other things that make up life. That's how I just quantify it. And again, that's maybe my weirdness, I don't know, but I can win, like I talked about in earlier, just a couple of minutes ago. I can win if my room is set up right, so when I want to do something or plan something, it's right where I can get to it. I can win if I have a positive attitude going forward. So even if someone is nasty or crappy to me, I've already got something else going on. I'm winning if I'm reading my devotionals every day and being true to God's plan and being quiet when it's time to be quiet and being able to listen to what He's trying to tell me. I can win and be successful when I have a direction to go in, when I have purpose, when I have a drive. So again, it's about being quiet. It's about trying to listen to what God is trying to tell you. What is He trying to say to you? What message, what direction is He leading you in? And I'll bring this up really quickly before I close. I know for a couple of weeks I have been talking, and this was another hit, y'all. The hits just keep on coming, but that's life. Where I was doing the Rev captioning, and somewhere in the small print, but my eyes glazed over. If you do not keep with, if your scores don't meet Rev's metric system, because they grade you on every job, then they will let you go. And that's what happened. I was 10 to 20 points away from being at their metric system. So they basically said very curt and very nicely that I can no longer caption. And it was like, okay, life doesn't want me to win. They don't want me to have any extra coin. But maybe that is God telling me, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. And when one door closes, I'm going to open another door for you. I just need you to be faithful to me and keep on the path that you're keeping on so I can open that other door for you. And don't worry about the door that closed. Don't seek it. Don't question it. Don't question what God is trying to tell you. Just listen and move the you know what on. And that is what I'm going to do. The good news is that I made just enough money to cover my blog for the year. And that's how we know God is good. Because I didn't make back the, or I didn't recoup the money for templates and fonts and pictures and stuff on Creative Market. But what I did do was recoup the cost for hosting my blog, and that is done for the year. So God is good, and I'm not trying to preach to y'all. This ain't no sermon today, but all I'm saying is that God is good, and if you are faithful and if you ask for it, hey, remember that Maya Angelou quote? Ask for what you want and expect to receive it. And that's what I'm going in with today, y'all. So it's been a great day. I hope everyone goes out and has a wonderful, wonderful week. I've included a couple of articles. I've linked them in my blog post. I'm not giving myself any homework this week. And I'm also maybe restructuring how I post, because right now I post 3 times a week. Well, really 2 times a week. Yeah, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Okay, I can't count. Anyway, I'm not going to go through that now. But anyway, I may be taking down the amount of things that I post, and that's in order to give myself time to restructure things and see what I really need to do. But I'm definitely going to be continuing with Sunday. So next week is going to be day 2 of the journal. Like I said, I'm not doing by day, I'm doing by week. Day 2 of the journal is asking, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much effort are you willing to put into manifesting your dreams? And let's think about that. Are you going to put the work in to manifest your dreams? Because I'm ready to work. You know what I mean? So with that, I will close this post today. Thank you so much for checking out my Sunday journal, y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for showing me love. Don't forget to like, follow, or add a comment, or like I said, go to my contact page, drop me a message, tell me your thoughts. I really, really read everything, and I really appreciate everything. So again, on that note, I love y'all. Have a great day, and know thyself.